Shedding light where we've been silenced, this is Angels of Queerdom, guiding vulnerability on earth as it is in heaven. I'm Claudia, calling in from the clouds to see how fellow divine messengers are holding flight. On our first ever show, I speak to Jolene, pronouns she, her, regarding her experiences of anxiety. This content contains conversation about harm, anti-homo and anti-trans hate, so if you'd like to tune out, rest those wings. The queer community are at greater risk of experiencing hate crime compared to heterosexual people. Jolene, shine through. Hi, Jolene. It's okay to not be okay. Are you holding up okay today?
Yeah, I would say that actually in the current climate, I'm holding up a lot better than I thought I would be.
Oh, that's good. The pandemic, it's been an anxious, crazy year, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's one that's difficult because how can you settle yourself in a continuously changing environment, really?
Yeah. What's been on your angel mind lately?
I think that idea is something that's massive to me, that something to settle myself. I always, I'm aware of my environment and how that might be affecting me. And I'm waiting for that to be, normalised. But when a norm is far, far from, becoming a reality, it's very, very difficult to kind of ground yourself, I think. So it's deciding how you create that new equilibrium with yourself in a time like this.
Yeah, so it's like the outer world can be so destructive and suffocating, but we're constantly absorbing that.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's kind of part of our souls, and it shakes us up a little bit, I think. So when we talk about anxiety, what do you mean when we say that? For me, it's the feeling of suddenly falling off a cloud into the abyss and I can't control my wings. Or it's like the feeling of falling off of a cliff and I don't quite expect it. What's anxiety for you?
I really struggled for a really long time to be able to articulate it, because for me, a lot of it was in my mind, and it made me believe that it was only me that could feel this thing. And within what I do acting, we always talk about the idea of duck on water, and on the surface it seems to be gliding very, very effortlessly, but if you kind of zoom out and take the full shot, you see its legs just tirelessly working underneath. And thinking about that sort of imagery really, really resonates with me, because I'm that's how I view it completely. That's what my anxiety is, that little legwork that no one's
shaking underwater and are you going to take flight? That's really interesting. So how does your anxiety play out in queerdom? Have you always struggled in flight, or is it elevated in the queer fight? Does it change in your different settings that you're in, or at different points of your life?
I think I didn't necessarily sort of realise how prevalent my mental health and anxiety was in my everyday life when I was younger. I think I really much rationalised a lot of it as normal. And it hasn't been until a later point that I've realised that so, so much of my time was so, so built up on my inner anxieties, whether I was really being who I wanted to be, and if who I wanted to be was actually the right person, and if I could ever be who I wanted to be. And so I always thought that before, when I was younger and I identified as heterosexual and things like that, that I was fine. And then this anxiety has come when I've come out and all of these sort of things. But actually, I'm no, it's always been present, but it's a lot more of like an identity issue than just being within like a queer community, I think.
Do you think it's like the constructs of society that can seem to continuously be oppressive on identity that is making us anxious? Like, we'll move a little moment in history, gay marriage would be legal, but then, you know, the soul, the inner soul wants to like spread out even more for its identity and express itself. So it's like, do you find queerness to be like a constantly evolving state?
Yeah, I think for everyone, the whole idea of being queer, even the word itself, means so many different things to people. And finding your place within that and these expectations and ideas is really difficult, because as soon as you don't fit into one sort of area of it, kind of flap about, you're like, well, maybe that's not who I am, or because I don't feel passionately about this thing, or I don't identify with this feeling, is that who I really am, or am I not woke enough, am I not queer enough?
It's like the boxes that we're presented with, the boxes within queerness, the L, the G, the B, the T, the Q, the I, the A, the 2, all of these boxes are still limited to stereotypes and what we see them as in culture, as opposed to a more fluid kind of form.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's, I struggle with this, like, so obviously within the, even the name of the community, for me, completely echoes the idea of compartmentalization, which some people do need. And I completely am somebody that will advocate taking what you need and owning that. And some people really, really need to have a label or to feel affirmed in who they are and how they want to express. But by doing so, for some people and for myself personally, I find it very, very difficult, because when you don't strictly fit in one box, you feel like a fraud. You kind of...
it's passing.
Yeah. And it's almost that, like, these extra words are being put out there and names, and obviously comforting for some people, but it almost feels like there's a need to define ourselves. And a lot of the time it's for this heteronormative safety, that if there isn't a name and a definition of who I am and how I identify, can people be comfortable around me? Can people understand me? Or why can't it be that maybe I don't need a name? I don't need that.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I wrote a blog not that long ago about how I feel like I want to seek this idea of uncategorization. Like, it doesn't make me any less lesbian, doesn't make me any less queer to not have these boxes and categories containing me. But then again, there's that feeling that, you know, that it's your community, and the labels of the community, like, what does that do for us?
Is it, like, I've always thought, I've never basically labelled my sexuality since I've